If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there! Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Garden Favourites with me, Alan Titchmarsh. This is a new series of podcasts about some of my favourite things, not whiskers on kittens and brown paper packages tied up in strings, but the plants that I love and think are indispensable in a great garden. You see, everyone gardens differently and has their own favourite plants to grow, so join me as I share the plants and gardens that have become dear to me over my gardening years. You know that feeling, spring has arrived, and oh, you look out the window, it's here, but there's nothing much here in your garden. You think, oh dear, I wish I'd planted bulbs last autumn. I should have got something in. I'm going to be looking at this now until the summer bedders come along. Well, the great thing about nurseries and garden centres is that they will offer you something instantly to give you colour. And if it's just in pots on your doorstep or your terrace or your patio, it's relatively easy to remedy. So pop along to your local nursery or garden centre and just see what they've got in bloom. You'll find lots of different plants growing in pots. You'll be surprised how many there are for spring colour, whether it's lungworts, pulmonaria, which are probably best in the garden rather than in pots, or bulbs. And the thing about nurseries and garden centres, they're very clever. They'll think, oh no, somebody will forget to put these in. So if we put a few in pots now, we can sell them back to them in spring, probably for a little bit more than we would have sold them as dry bulbs in autumn. Bit cheeky, isn't it, really? No, but they're doing the job for us. So go there and you'll find particularly miniature daffodils stuffed into small pots, just on the verge of flowering or even in full flower. Always try and buy some which are in bud. They're showing colour, but they've not spent themselves in the pot and done their display in the garden centre. That way you get all the display at home. Now, the important thing about miniature daffs, when they are planted in pots like that with the bulbs showing at the top, is that you make sure when you plant them, you bury them a bit more deeply. Certainly if you're putting them in the garden and expect them to come up every year. If you plant them level with the way they're planted in the pot, those bulbs will be too near the surface and they'll get frosted and rot. It's less important in pots when you're planting in a big container to give yourself some instant colour, because later on when they all go over, then you can take them out of that pot and plant them in the garden, and that's the moment where you need to be putting them in more deeply. So look for these miniature narcissi and daffodils like Tete-a-Tete and Jetfire and Jenny and Little Witch, and they can be the sort of stalwarts of your display. But I love too the cultivated variety of the native wood anemone, Anemone blanda, wonderful starry flowers and frothy fingered foliage. They'll be good around the edge of your pot. When it comes to compost, just a good peat-free multi-purpose compost. Fill the pot up with that and make sure there's plenty of drainage material in the base. And then you can arrange these smaller potfuls by planting them in the compost surface at the top. Other things for around the edge, pansies. We get lovely winter flowering pansies now. Universal pansies, they used to be called. They will get knocked by a bit of frost, but they do recover quite quickly. And just keep pinching the faded flowers off to make sure that you tidy them up a bit, and it gives them the impetus to carry on flowering. Muscari, the grape hyacinth, is often sold in pots. Again, you'll find those little bulbs crammed in, and these tiny flowers, which are all grouped together in a cluster like a little spire of either sky blue or white, they'll go really well with your yellow and orange daffs. We're looking for bright colour in spring, just to give us that lift, that shot in the arm, and nothing is brighter for following on from those daffs than tulips. Again, you'll find them stuffed close together, right side by side in small pots, and you can, once the little miniature daffs go over, oik them out of the bigger pot and pop some tulips in instead. And around the edge, well, we always talk about trailing plants around the edge of a flower pot. Thrillers, fillers and spillers. Well, the ivies, the variegated ivies, they're the spillers. And if you plant four or five of them around the rim of a large flower pot, I'm talking about a pot that's a good sort of 14 to 18 inches in diameter in old money. That's about 45 centimetres at its largest. Big as you want, really. But you can put variegated ivy right around the edge and you can leave that in all year round so that when the spring flowers have gone, you can replace them with summer bloomers. But for now, just concentrate on getting yourself some instant spring colour. You'll feel a lot better when you look at that view out of your window. That's it from me. Until next time, enjoy your garden, whatever the weather.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.